Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Arnold. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Herndon moves to third. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herndon scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason, who is chasing the ball. Boisclair reaches third base with a triple. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boisclair scores. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek strikes out. Two outs. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges strikes out. One out. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arnold scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staker for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason. Boisclair reaches second base with a double. Lolick moves to third. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arnold fields the ball and throws to Halicki covering. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wrights hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnold hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-1 in the game. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights juggles the ball. That's an error on Wrights. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staker. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. Staker steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadek hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Halicki strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wrights hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman throws the ball into Harrelson, who tags Thomason trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wrights moves to third. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason. Milner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnold hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Halicki bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadek moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0 for 2 in the game. Staker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards first. Arnold scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. Staker moves to second. One out. Joe Torre pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball 4. Leo Foster pinch runs for Joe Torre. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez misplays the ball. That's an error on Perez. Staker scores. Foster moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Leo Foster now playing second base. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Wrights hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing first base. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Kingman trying to get to third. Thomason throws the ball into rights, who tags Kingman for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Pepe Manguel pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges is walked intentionally. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manguel scores. Hodges moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Matthews picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Matthews. Hodges scores. Staker moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staker scores. Harrelson scores. It's 6-2, Mets. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foster. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. Foster steals second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Boisclair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. John Milner now playing first base. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Staker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sadek hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.